swallowed them noisily. A flame, seemingly detached, swung like an acrobat and licked up the palm heads on the platform. The sky was black. The officer grinned cheerfully at Ralph. "We saw your smoke. What have you been doing? Having a war or something?" Ralph nodded. The officer inspected the little scarecrow in front of him. The kid needed a bath, a haircut, a nose wipe, and a good deal of ointment. "Nobody killed, I hope. Any dead bodies?"
"Only two, and they've gone."
The officer leaned down and looked closely at Ralph. "Two? Killed?" Ralph nodded again. Behind him, the whole island was shuddering with flame. The officer knew, as a rule, when people were telling the truth. He whistled softly. Other boys were appearing now, tiny tots, some of them, brown, with the distended bellies of small savages. One of them came close to the officer and looked up.
I'm...
But there was no more to come. Percival Wemyss Madison sought in his head for an incantation that had faded clean away. The officer turned back to Ralph. "We'll take you off. How many of you are there?" Ralph shook his head. The officer looked past him to the group of painted boys. "Who's boss here?"
"I am,"
said Ralph loudly. A little boy who wore the remains of an extraordinary black cap on his red hair and who carried the remains of a pair of spectacles at his waist started forward, then changed his mind and stood still.
Unbelievably, a Navy ship has seen the smoke from the huge fire and landed on the island just in time to save Ralph from the tribe. This boy who just walked up, then stood still, has got to be Jack. He's got the black cap from the choir and Piggy's glasses in his shorts. All of a sudden, with the arrival of the grown-ups, his world is crumbling. He has no power anymore. It's wild the way we're seeing these guys through the eyes of the naval officer. To him, they don't look like big chiefs battling for control of an island or savage hunters on the trail of a human victim. They just look like dirty little boys who need some cleaning up. Until Ralph tells him that the two boys have been killed, the officer assumes that they are only playing war. Let's finish the book now. Pick it up from near the bottom of page 201 with the paragraph that starts, "We saw your smoke."
"We saw your smoke. And you don't know how many of you there are?"
"No, sir."
"I should have thought," said the officer as he visualized the search before him, "I should have thought that a pack